The Obama administration began 25 investigations into police departments that it said were unfairly targeting minorities and using excessive force. More than half have agreements with the Department of Justice to rectify their civil rights records. Now, the Justice Department currently has 19 agreements with police departments across the U.S. to work on targeting minorities and use of excessive force. Welcome to TLE TV, TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. And today's report comes out. Today's report is dealing with Attorney General Sessions, Jeff Sessions. Now, according to the news reports, the Trump administration will pull out of those lawsuits and civil rights investigations into those police departments, which have so far incriminated over a dozen city departments from Chicago to Ferguson, announced Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Tuesday. And before I go into the rest of the story, let's look at that for a second. Over the past couple years, the Obama administration has launched federal investigations into the police department's practice in policing minority neighborhoods. We're going to say policing minority neighborhoods, since that is where that's where the target is. They're not out there on Hollywood Boulevard. They're not out there on any of these suburban streets where it's predominantly non-black, and they're not out there running traffic protocols. They're not out there running speed traps there. They're in the hoods. They're in the hoods running speed traps. They're in the hoods staking out. They're in the black minority community. They're in the black communities waiting for their next check. Just last week, it was three times last week, I was driving, and I happened to be driving through a predominantly black part of town, and every single time, there has been police officers on that street or similar streets conducting speed traps, conducting checkpoints, just stopping people, and so on. And you see it in these minor arteries in these minority neighborhoods. You don't see it on the main artery, the main road of traffic, which is just one street over or one street down the other side. No, they're on the minority streets. They're over there conducting these operations, and they are in fact targeting minority communities. But here's what appalls me about that. They are targeting these minority communities. Generally, these minority communities have less disposable income than the other communities. But however, these other communities are just as prone for speeding, driving with a suspended license, driving with expired registration, and so on and so forth. They are just as prone. Statistics have shown they are equal in doing the same things as far as driving dirty, the same way minorities do. But they don't focus their attention there. They focus it in the hoods. Now, if someone that is not from the hood happens to get caught going through the hood and caught speeding, so be it, whatever. They may get a slap on the wrist. But majority of the time, because they had to get caught in the wrong side of town, they will go ahead and suffer the issuance of a ticket, and so on. And so on. But they won't take it down into, let's say, the Redlands, because I'm here in South Florida. They won't take it to the Redlands. They won't take it in Florida City. They won't take it out into Florida City. They're going to take it. They're going to leave the cops right there in the area where the most black people are congregated. And that's where they're going to run their operations. That's where they run their watches and their stakeouts and their speed traps and so on and so forth. That is where they do it. But keeping on with the story, because it's been shown, it has been proven time and time again that our law enforcement have been targeting minority neighborhoods, minority people, and unfairly and disproportionately. It's been proven, it's been shown. FBI has released numerous reports over the past 10 years showing infiltration into our law enforcement by white supremacists and racists. But no, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says all that is going out the window. Now, according to Jeff Sessions, the aberration in crime spikes requires buffed up police forces, which wouldn't be wrong or insensitive to civil rights or human rights, but rather protect communities. Jeff Sessions also announced the formation of a Justice Department task force to look at deficiencies in current practices to combat crime and propose new legislation. Now, the Justice Department is still weighing whether it should impose reforms on the Chicago Police Department, which was the subject of a critical report by the Obama administration. Now, remember, the Chicago Police Department was running an off-books black site over, I believe it was Wholesome. And there, people tend to disappear for 12, 16, 24, 48 hours on end. They disappear off the books. It's an off-book black site. And guess what? Statistics have shown the people that were brought and detained at that black site were predominantly black folks. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Chicago is a shithole. Chicago has a lot of bullshit going on. It definitely has a lot of bullshit going on. And quite frankly, due to the way things are set up, black people are committing a hell of a lot of crimes. Violent, nonviolent, don't matter. They're committing a hell of a lot of crimes. But yet want to still cry out, you know, racist whitey this, racist whitey that, fuck this cracker this, fuck this cracker that. But guess what? You want to feel that way about these crackers and their methods and what they're doing. If you are very much aware of it, you would operate and function differently to not get caught up in their dragnet. A. B, the dragnet is still wrong. The dragnet is still wrong. But guess what? When so many of us are committing so many fucked up actions, they have justification to use that dragnet. We provide them the justification to stereotype. We provide them the justification to racialize. We provide them the justification for stop and frisk and a whole host of other procedures. We do that. Because what? We celebrate being fucked up. We celebrate the fuckery. We celebrate selling drugs. We celebrate killing each other. We celebrate beating up on each other. We celebrate destroying ourselves and everybody around us. We celebrate that. And since we celebrate that in music and movies and everything else, that is the material they're using to come against us. Duh. It's not rocket science. They tell you guys, hold on. Let's put it like this. Hollywood, music, media industry, whatever you want to call it, tells you what your people are and how your people are, what you should be, what you should aspire for, what you should look up to, and so on. Okay. Listening to the music, so on and so forth. Why is all the stuff that will get you arrested, all the stuff that gets you criminalized, why is all the criminalization is what's promoted within the music industry and black culture, predominantly hip-hop, rap? Why is it that, okay, if these things are against the law, these things are this, why is it so prevalent within our music that so many of our people listen to and get fed into? And then not only is it prevalent in our music, it is prevalent without context. So it says, yes, it's okay to be this, it's okay to do that, and it's okay to go to jail. And that's going to take me to my next story about the representative, the Republican, talking about some people just want to be in jail. Some people just want to go in jail. And then I got another story about the Republican talking about, oh, people buying iPhones. Well, if you're going to buy an iPhone, you don't need insurance. You ain't going to get insurance. There's a lot going on within our community. They feed us all these images. We're led to believe this, that, and the third. Why at the end, while on the other side, on the flip side, they're engineering your chokehold. They're engineering your chokehold. Coretta Scott King warned us about Jeff Sessions. Warned us about Jeff Sessions 2 decades ago. But yet and still, Jeff Sessions has made it through. Jeffrey Beauregard, slave master Sessions, is the attorney general. And as old as this white cracker is, he only knows one life. And that is the life of a slave master. And fucking up anybody who is not like him. Using anybody that is not like him. People are calling for Jeff Sessions to resign. Resign because he lied about this. Resign because he lied about talking to Russia. He committed perjury. Well, fuck resigning. When you and I commit perjury in the court of law, we don't get to resign from our jobs. We go to jail. Lock his ass up. Lock Sessions up. Lock Trump up. Erase his immunity. Lock the whole Trump administration up. Lock them up. And with that being said, I'm done. Because guess what? No matter how passionate I speak about this, no matter how true my words are, no matter how much sense it may make, because of who Jeff Sessions is, because of his proximity to Trump and the whole Trump phenomenon, the most we can expect is a resignation, like Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn should be locked up too. Michael Flynn should be locked up too, but no, they get to resign. These cops that fuck people up and instead of facing prosecution, they are allowed to resign. They should be locked the fuck up too. We are not afforded that opportunity, that option. So neither should they. All you're telling the world, all you're telling these people is, hey, once you get into a position of power, you can fuck up, and the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you have to resign. But hey, this is America, 2017. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. This has been TLE News, TLE TV, TLE Radio. Don't like what I'm saying? I don't care. You like what I'm saying? I still don't care. Well, what you can do is you can hit that like, hit the dislike, hit the subscribe, hit the share, share your thoughts, drop something in the comments, subscribe to us on YouTube, Lyrical Elitist, as well as TLE TV. Visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/Lyrical Elitist. And you can donate at patreon.com/TLE News. And you can visit our website, thelyricalelitist.com. Actually, it's www.lyricalelitist.com, all spelled out correctly, because I have a grasp of standard English. Fuck you and good night.